Ladies and gentlemen, it's all happening. We're on site with the surrounded, under siege Bilderberg group. Multiple members of parliament are making their way down there to go confront the police. Letters have been sent to the police. That report is going up right now in the next 15 minutes from Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. You better believe it'll be on Drudge, because Drudge is on this, the biggest news website in the world. And we're joined by Lucas Ryman, if I'm pronouncing that right, Swiss member of parliament who is there. Sir, thank you for joining us.
Thanks to you for the interest in this event.
Yes, sir. This is developing quickly. For our new listeners, please just pronounce so we get it right your full name and exactly why you're there and your concern dealing with Bilderberg.
Yes, I'm here because I do support democracy. I do support freedom of people, and I do not like what they do in the Hotel Suffretto now. I think we want more transparency. The people have a right to know what they do there, what they decide there, who is there, and so I support these guys there.
Incredible. Again, looking you up, you're a prominent member of the parliament, a leader in the Swiss People's Party. I'm correct in saying that's one of the leading parties in Switzerland, correct, sir?
Yes, it's the leading party in Switzerland.
Yeah, the leading party. This is equivalent of the Speaker of the House or something going to confront them. Exactly what is going to happen today, sir? Are you one of the people that is going to go, one of the government leaders, to confront the Bilderberg group?
Yes, we have to confront them with the Bilderberg group. We have to ask them the questions people want to know. And it's important that also politicians try to talk about that.
Amazing, sir. Again, not as well versed as you are. I can't speak Swiss, but you can speak English. Specifically, why are you concerned about Bilderberg, and what do you think of Henry Kissinger reportedly being there, the war criminal?
Yes, I'm very concerned about the Bilderbergs and about their plans for the world, because I do support freedom, I do support democracy of the people, and I do not want that some few people to decide about all the people.
Very well said, sir. And I'm told you're at a people's building, a public building, very near Bilderberg right now, correct?
Correct.
I'm told that there was another gentleman as well that wrote a letter. Is that member of parliament coming as well? Are other members joining you?
Yes, two other members of the parliament are joining us tonight. It's Pirmin Schwander and Dominik Bettig. They are also from the Swiss People's Party.
Amazing, sir. We've got writers right now working on this. Again, Dominik wrote the original letter, correct?
Exactly, yes. He's our hero.
And then who is the other member of parliament, sir?
It's Pirmin Schwander. He's the president of the Action for an Independent and Neutral Switzerland.
The president of Neutral Switzerland. Wow. Sir, I'm not even an expert.
The group is 50,000 members from all parties, and they don't want to become a member of the European Union. They do not support IMF, the euro, and all these things.
Sir, we've got to go to break, and we're going back to the full audience. Can you hold with us just a few more minutes, sir?
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Lucas Ryman, prominent member of Swiss Parliament, and even more prominent members, right up at the top of the government, are about to arrive. We're going to come back and ask him, when are they going up to the gates of Bilderberg? This is history. Historical broadcast. We're talking to a member of the Swiss Parliament right now, Lucas Ryman. Other members of the Parliament are soon to arrive. This is just incredible, and we're talking about the different party leaders that are arriving who stand against the globalists, the IMF, the World Bank, takeovers of their sovereignty. These prominent members are preparing they've already delivered the letter through Luke Radowski to then attempt to go to the police that work for them. They've written letters to the police saying Kissinger's a war criminal, he needs to be arrested. They've written letters to the prosecutors, and one of the parliamentary leaders that's about to arrive has said he is going to march up there. Continuing with that, Member of Parliament Ryman, specifically, do you know when you're going to march up to Bilderberg, and what Minister Dominic is planning?
I'm very sorry, I couldn't understand you today. We're here already talking.
Okay, I understand, sir. Tell us why you guys oppose the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, we oppose the Bilderberg Group because we think in a democracy, people should decide. You know, in Switzerland, people can decide about every decision by a vote. People vote yes or no, and not a few people, the most rich people, the most important people, they can decide about the people. We think it should come from the people. We want freedom for the people and not these Bilderbergs.
Now, before we went to break, you were talking about opposing the IMF, World Bank. Can you explain to people what those systems are doing, what the euro is doing, and why the Swiss are standing against it?
Yeah, we did a lot of work in the parliament against the IMF. You know, Switzerland is not a member of the European Union. It's not a member of the euro. We also tried to get out Switzerland of the IMF to stop this system that wants to, it's a slavery of the currencies, and we have to stop that. We want freedom also for the currencies.
What can you tell us about the plans that we've been told of today for the man you called your leader? And please, again, tell us about his position in Swiss government, in the parliament, who's coming and who wrote the letter and is planning reportedly to go and march up to the gates of Bilderberg and reportedly demand to be let in.
Yeah, he tried to stop the Bilderberg conference before it began. He wrote to our government, he wrote to the president here from St. Moritz, and he tried to stop the conference. He said a non-democratic, intransparent thing like that should not be here in Switzerland.
And some folks will say, what, free association isn't allowed? These are government ministers. You have laws there against government people meeting with other governments. That's called treason, to discuss things outside the purview of the people and make deals. Hillary Clinton has been previously fined for attending Bilderberg under R. Logan Act. What is the specific law, because I know Switzerland has one, sir, against government meetings in secret with private interest?
Oh yeah, yes, we have this law, and I think our judges have to use that against the conference.
Now we're able to watch you live here streaming video. Who is that fellow standing next to you? A member of Parliament, Lucas Ryman.
It's Dominic. He's just helping me because my English is not very good. But what I can say is here are some members of the National Parliament in Switzerland, and they do support you. They do support Ron Paul, and they hope it will change a lot in the world in the next year.
Yes, sir. I thought I recognized him. That's the fellow that helped write the original letters to get things going. We interviewed Dominic earlier. Are there any other members of parliament there yet, or do you know when they're arriving? Do you know when the leader of the pro-Swiss independence, Mr. Dominic, do you know when he's going to arrive?
He will arrive at 8 o'clock here in St. Moritz.
So he's arriving in about 30 minutes?
European time. 30 minutes, yes.
45 minutes or so. Well, this is huge. Obviously, then, we need to let you guys get ready to go do that. And obviously, are you going to march with him and the other member of parliament up to the gates of the Viper's Nest?
We try our best. I can call him and ask if he could arrive a little bit earlier.
Oh, no, that's fine. We're going to be going into the next hour, sir. So we're going to let you go. But after you have anything else you'd like to add, and then we'll obviously get your phone number, and then we're going to follow you around so that we can have full coverage of what's happening.
Okay. Thank you so much for your work, and good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. Please give the phone back to Paul Watson. Jaron, talk to Paul. Give him the direction. Thank you. All right. This is unbelievable. This is what real media, real cutting edge, real new network, next generation InfoWar is about. We are watching live video from Switzerland if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. The radio listeners are listening to this. This is all happening live time, and I'm the director of this, so I am here on air from Austin, Texas, directing great patriots and media people there in their coverage of what's happening and talking to folks along with the rest of the crew helping in this symphony to bring you this information. Great job to the crew. I am absolutely blown away by the coverage today. I would imagine you are. This is so exciting. You know, I only did this one time on air about 2 years ago because it's such a big deal to my family and your family and everybody else who loves freedom. Anybody that doesn't want to be a slave, the globalists control the oil. They control the carbon. They've designed a carbon-based system. We are a carbon-based planet. And part of the carbon cycle is carbon dioxide, water, oxygen, and sunlight. And if they're able to control and tax any one of those, it's over, total domination. And so here they are controlling the main carbon system, and then they're the same ones that want to restrict it to us through this system. And when it came out with the emails and the premeditated lies and the fact that they know carbon's good and more carbon dioxide's good and that the temperature has actually started dropping overall, they can always show you some micro temperature increases, but I can show you decreases. The point is, I had the guys go get champagne and pop it on air. And I've obviously got a long trip ahead of me and a lot of work to do today, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not a big drinker, but let me tell you, tonight in New York, I'm going to go out to dinner with, tomorrow night, Gerald Celente, but with Ted Anderson, you better believe, and I don't even like champagne that much, there's going to be a bottle of expensive champagne being drunk. Because, this is awesome. And we are about to see something that is so off the charts, just absolutely fantastic. I am beside myself right now with glee. The huge dam breaking, just Drudge Report, Newsweek, Time, BBC, London Guardian, hundreds of other papers, Bilderberg, World Government, what are they talking about in there? We've got the moles inside, we've got the intel, we've got live video, and now three prominent, one of them is like, I was looking him up in the last few weeks, I'd read about him years ago, he's bigger than Ron Paul in Switzerland. I mean, the Ron Paul of Switzerland, very high level in the parliament, right up beneath the prime minister, is marching on Bilderberg today. The prime minister came out. It was in Swiss papers. We did screenshots of those, put them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they are getting, those are now up on the site with the headlines that the prime minister says they don't like the meeting happening there. I mean, it is a rebuke. See, with their trillions, with their fancy suits, with their Mercedes, with their armed guards, with all of this mystique and the helicopters, everybody just bows down to them. Why? They're crooks. It's like Bank of America thinking they can take houses without even having any type of deed, or somebody buys the house in cash. They have no history, no claim. They come and take it. The court says, well, it's 5 months later. We said give them their house back. You haven't. So we're going to send deputies to seize your bank and take the cash out and pay them on the barrel head. That's the people's court. That's America. That's Switzerland. That's what the Dutch had. That's real freedom. Nobody else ever had what the Swiss have had. Nobody ever had what people in America had. Nobody ever had what the Dutch had. And they're taking it away. It's a lie that our system came from the Greeks and the Romans. There's a little bit of that in there. It's Swiss, and people better get that through their head. They want it. The Swiss are all given automatic weapons and hand grenades, and then they have yearly searches in the house to make sure the guns are hidden. To make sure if a foreign government comes in, your guns are so hidden, our own gun finders can't find them. I mean, that's what it's all about. People are like, well, what? The one of the freest groups, the richest group, lowest crime rate in the world, automatic weapons, hand grenades, grenade launchers. The crime rate is non-existent. And I'm telling you, that's why it's happening there. The people are marching on that thing, and the big demonstration is tomorrow. The big demonstration is tomorrow, high noon. There's other demonstrations going. If you're in Europe, I mean, if you're in places like Germany, France, Italy, of course, Austria, you're 2 hours away from St. Moritz if you live near the border. I don't care if you're 10 hours away. Get there. Eastern Europe. These are the globalists that have already sucked you dry over and over again. These are the robber barons. These are the crooks. These are the austerity masters. These are the people. These are the globalists. These are the control freaks. These are the individuals that are the enemies of free humanity.